Kenny, what was the song I was just singing? Bring us in. Crunchy coochie like a taco shell. Nah, that was dumb as hell. Welcome back to another edition of Am I Podcasting Right? If you can't tell, I used to be a Prince fan. Not used to be. I mean, I still am, but I used to be too. I also was one back when I used to be, and now I still am now that I am and was. That's just statements from a motherfucker who talk too much, bro. How you been, Ken? What's your day been like?
Well, work.
Get that motherfucking work at that punk-ass job. I like the job. What the people though? Why? Hey. Oof. Yeah. If the purge started and we was at work and got the message, a lot of people would look at me and be like, nah, bro. I'd be like, nah, you good. And when they turned their back, I knocked their ass the fuck out. You are good. I'm telling you that now. Out of purge, son. You straight. If you got to hit me, do your thing. Don't knock me out. You see me drop a few people and I'm getting out of control, you know, stop me. But other than that, let me have my fun, and I'm going to let you do your thing. We're going to just high-five each other and pass it. Woo! Damn, Kenny, what the fuck? You did make me do that trash for about 5 minutes Friday. I said I was ready to go. Nigga, I had to go and find a nigga. You ain't going to stop me, bitch. We talking too much. Motherfuckers trying to kill us. Nah, we good peoples, though. People wouldn't try to kill us. That's the problem. We good people that's like waiting for the purge. Cause bad people gonna be out here fucking up. Mom be like, boy, hey, I got this 2x4, boy. Hey, you in the wrong place to be a bad guy. I ain't a bad guy. Nah, your face say bad guy. Or at least that bruise from this 2x4 finna make you look like a bad guy that say you a bad guy. I know a bad guy when I see one. He was treating me like shit when I was being a good guy. Speaking of this fucking asshole, little tiny ass runt ranger that drive a forklift that's running around lying on me. If I catch your monkey ass outside of work, we're going to have a serious discussion. This nigga ranting on about cussing people out. And I'm like good at cussing people out. And I can take a cursing. I mean, he don't know my mama like that. Invite your company in.
What company? Why don't we
have
so high right?
Because I cut it like that. I was trying to hide your legs. Because you're out here looking like a skeezer, floozy.
A fucking skeezer?
No, you don't like a skeezer. You like you're going to take a nap.
I just woke up from a nap.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. I've been sleeping all day. Y'all, welcome to the podcast, Bunny the Liar. God. She told me to my motherfucking ear.
To
my eyeballs and ticks. And she was asleep all day. Should I be ready?
I just pinched
the shit out of my finger. Yep, it's Woo!
Nigga, I was pretty. I almost smoked it the wrong way.
You almost smoked it the wrong way? Mm-hmm. You almost just blew into it? You almost put the hot part in your mouth?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a few minutes. Putting the hot part in your mouth.
It's gonna make it look like you got herpes for about 2 weeks.
Okay, speaking of herpes, sometimes.
Hold on.
Sometimes. That is the hot part that you put in your mouth. So be careful when you're doing your little oral thingy. If y'all don't know about, is it called a dental dam? Or a vaginal dam. It's like a sheet of fucking saran wrap that you can lay onto a vagina. And you can just lick your little heart out. And you ain't got to worry about getting nothing. Now, if you got a sharp, dry-ass tongue and you cut through that paper, you probably going to fuck up her little business anyway. So, nah, invest in some dental dams because eating pussy ain't got to be dangerous. I mean, I should be the spokesperson for dental dams. I really blew myself away. I wasn't laughing because it was funny. That was some true shit. Eating pussy ain't got to make your teeth fall out.
Out.
Dental dams. Eating pussy ain't got to give you gingivitis. Dental dams.
Say you want me to open this bottle so you don't pinch yourself no more.
Please. No, I was closing the motherfucker because I was talking. And you know when you talk with a statement and you like, and I slapped that bitch. I was like, it wasn't closed. Pinched my little dry ass hand. I put lotion all over my body. My hand's still dry. It's crazy. I was like, I had to use my hands to do that, right? And somebody was like, no, you still got lotion in your hand. I was like, you need to mind your own business. Dental dam. You got me out of that little sticky situation I put myself in, talking crazy shit. I was like, no, 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 it's cool. And then I flapped that thing open like I was going to stick it in my shirt at dinner. And she just chopped her legs up, and I was like, dental dams. Lay that shit down and get to work. Right? I'm telling you, man, they need a spokesperson. Condoms got
all
bunch.
Are they still, like, in, like, business right now?
Man, they gotta be, bro. Everybody eating raw coochie? Y'all nigga. Out here tripping, bro.
Nigga.
Y'all out here tripping. COVID just got over, and y'all out here eating raw coochie?
They was still niggas going out there.
Raw coochie during COVID.
Oh, man, y'all tripped that. Y'all didn't learn
raw coochie and ass.
Hey, I don't know if you heard. It was a man, good 45%
still ass. Yeah. First time one got bust out on me. You say 45%?
45%.
That's a high
man, that's wild. Men or women or both?
Man.
Women.
If we going both, it's a good
75. 45% of women eating ass?
No, I said they better know. I was saying women, like, question mark.
No, I was just wondering, like, why you say women? Women ain't just eating ass.
I'm going 75% if we going both.
You think more women eating ass?
Man, they got
secretly.
Okay.
You must have got your ass ate.
No, man, I just hear the conversation.
I don't give a damn. If a girl eat my ass and she thinks she's been embarrassed, man, I'm like, bitch, I know what my ass look like.
What the fuck?
Your nasty ass did that shit. So, I mean, this, hey, I'm just saying, don't do it. It's like the first time, I remember the first time I tried to do it with this girl. I didn't know that she was, you know, kind of a virgin or whatever. And I went to touch her and she flinched, nigga, and her elbow caught me in my hip. To me, that was a defensive move. I didn't fart, that was my chair. I don't look up, Ken Dog. What? I always call you on it. Shut up. That was the church. I can't make it do it again. Shit.
That was your ass.
That was your ass, nigga. I don't fart. My butthole been stitched shut since 1962.
62?
Yeah, I just talk shit. Anyways, don't steal my shit, motherfuckers. I'ma mark that. Nigga, I know when I said it on what date. Anyways.
What's the date?
Today. Mm-hmm. Question mark. it's the 10th of March. Thank you. Appreciate that. That was helpful. I needed to drop that in the podcast. Today is the March the 10th. And we really out here just wilding. Trying to be young, wild, and free. And I'm not the only old nigga in the clique.
No.
When we go on vacation, it's going to be funny to tell me to do shit. Hey, we should get L.A. to fuck his guy now. We should get L.A. to hang glide. We should get L.A. to parasail.
Sound like you don't want to be in the
air. L.A. gonna be getting out of fuck y'all said. I don't play around. I'm only doing the shit I want to do. I'm like, nah, I'm still on the ground. I'm gonna go bowling. Yeah, I'm gonna go bowling with the locals. Yeah, I'm gonna do simple shit. I'm going to say, this is how you have fun and the way that your body... I experienced all the fun shit in my city. I jumped from building to building. I almost lost my life falling off of a building once. I said it would be smarter to not break my legs, so I'm going to just land on my back. I didn't break my back. It wasn't that high. But I learned a valuable lesson. Putting your back also makes your head... I hit my head so goddamn hard.
Ooh.
Okay. It didn't bleed, but I was like, boy, I wish it would've. Because they're not look dumb as fuck on my long ass lumpy head. Boy, my cousin's like, he's growing another head. So I hope y'all die. We went to play basketball and I made a shot and I could not make a shot after that. Nigga said, he said, I was like a basketball loading shot because at the time it was like the three dots where the basketballs was. And I had the dots in my head and the ball. He said, he hit the three shot or whatever they called it. I was like, damn, my game was off that whole day. Sucked to be me. Moving on to better news. I ain't got none. What the fuck? Motherfuckers at work still pissing me off. I almost choked a tiny man. He a little dude.
You said a tiny
man? Man, a little dude. Sitting there trying to play me. I hate when people try to act like they tough. It's like, man, stop acting like I don't remember you, dog. I was bigger than you back then. I was just like, yeah, I respect you because it would be weird to be 12 and saying, like, no, nah, I don't think you can do that. We was playing basketball with him one time. We kicked his ass. Yeah, he's like, we should play 2-on-1 since I'm grown. It's like, nah, dude. My dad taught me how to go on. Oh, you my size. About to catch all this post work. He was like, man, you good. Like, stop hollering. He said, y'all trying to get the NBA, huh? That's how you know you hooping on somebody. Somebody don't want it. It's like, who's a civil rights survivor? I'm just playing. I just want to say, y'all look good, man. Y'all look good tonight.
Thanks.
Y'all look good. Y'all look delicious.
I'm about to call the police.
I was like, this is fucking terrible. I was like, do I need to be reaching for the bottle?
What's going on? It was always worse. I wasn't delectable, and now I was like, I think I'm too close to that motherfucking ass. I was leaning in, wasn't I?
Yeah.
What's
going on?
You saved me, dog. I don't know. I was running out of shit to say, so I was like, I'm going to compliment him. I'm going to compliment him to death. Do it more.
First, I was like, I could probably defend myself. The second time, I was like, nah, like, whoa, nah, whoa. You got a knife.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but that didn't got
worse. It's just a little lighter. Don't be believing what you say.
I got the bottle, so we kind of okay.
I do believe you swing it. I just told y'all that.
I'm not going to.
The last dude, not the last dude, you. Damn, I ain't going to put your business out there. Security man. Yeah. I'm going to call him the code name Security Man.
Yeah. The one before here, Security Man?
No, shoulder man.
Oh, okay. So I'm not just talking about Ike Turner.
No, I was just saying how
Ike Turner.
I used to kind of joke around about how it just looks like if somebody did something to you, you would take off after their ass before you did. He'd do it.
Yeah, but
oh shit, yeah, no, you slow down. You're fast. But he'd be after their ass. Cause he know he got bad good. Mm-hmm. That must be a good feeling. Cause I ain't never dated a girl. Every time something happened, they be like, you're just gonna stand there and be like, yeah, it's happening to you. I'm selfish. Nothing never bad. Nobody ever punched him or nothing. It'd be like they step up, like, man, if I'm with somebody and they say something, I'd be like, hey, that's your problem. I don't care that we together. We ain't like bonded, bitch. I'm going to just let you handle that. And they lose that, and they be like, you're not going to say anything? And I'll be like, hold on. I'm finna buy this over here while you continue. You can tell me what happened afterwards. I ain't. Yeah, I'm that type.
Because when I pull this gun out of my purse.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
I start pistol whipping motherfuckers. You finna be one of the first motherfuckers.
I'm cool with that because I'm going to be one called the police.
Call these motherfuckers because you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were going to call them on your ass. Oh, shit. They were like, damn. No, man, you have your issue on your own. Don't involve me at all. It's fault. Cause if a dude bump me, I ain't gonna let go. I ain't gonna snap turn you around with me and say, "Hey, bro, we got a problem." I'm gonna let you go. You probably ain't gonna notice. I'm probably not gonna say shit to him. I'm just gonna swing off, depending on where we at. If I can get away with popping his ass and turning back around, I'm gonna do that. Bitch, you know what's up. And if he start making his way through the crowd, I got time. All right, I'm gonna just wait till he get close, and I'm gonna be on his ass like stank on shit. And it sucks, because what if you go to hit him, right? And the crowd grab his arms, because they noticed what he was up to. And they say, "Hey, man, nothing." Bow! He done rocked his ass. Now they got to hold up a dead one. Y'all do better than that, dude. See, I'm trigger happy. I'd be like, "Oh, I'm going to have to hit somebody." And I'd be like, "Which punch am I going with?" And then by the time they, before they in range, I was like, "Just go with that one." Open up with the little quick little lift, psh, right in the little face. It don't even hurt them. It just make them go, "Ooh, man, hit me with the foot." And then that little quick over the, you know, that little right hook. There's like a loop and cross, you know, like, pow. But it's real strong, too, because it's from the shoulder. So it's a lot of power, especially in the orbital socket. They can't see shit for like 2 seconds. It's like a flash on that shit. Like, I wouldn't tell nobody to try it on theyself, but kind of put your, like, just right on your little cheekbone. It's a good punch. Fat people, not so much. It's just like a cushion on their shit. You got to hit a little higher towards that eye piece, because they got a bone right there. I ain't fought that much, but I never defend myself a lot. I be like, "Man, I got to hit this fat bitch." I done bent the nigga finger back. I was like, "I don't know where to hit this bitch." He was like, "Ah!"
I'm gonna did the
twisting
same thing.
This shit. I'm gonna twist this bitch off. Stop hitting me, fat ass.
Ain't no rules in a fight. You can't tell me what I can't do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you I'm, biting, man, I'm gonna start scratching. Kicking you. Bitch, I'm gonna injure you. Oh, now you injured. Now get up. Now let's do it. I don't wanna fight no more. I do, motherfucker. You was hitting me, fatty.
If we fight, and this is to the fucking punching death. Somebody fucking gonna head. Die today. And it cannot be me. It will not be.
Man, they ain't gotta die. You just ain't fought nobody yet. Ain't
that's nobody why it's to the death. Hit. That's why it's to the death.
To the death, buddy. It's a little fun.
Then why are we fighting?
See, when I was teenagers, then what's I knew the point of fighting if ain't nobody dying? Because you get to establish dominance in a safe environment. It's just be like, "Hey, just back up." You just gotta have that within you. You be like, "I don't want to fight."
That's why fighting is always the last resort.
At some point, I'll be like, "I don't want to fight, bro. I'm done."
That's why you
like,
talking why you out.
Done? Why you done when you feel like you won? Because if we keep going, I'm gonna knock your ass out.
I'm
thinking. And I don't know what to do. I'm gonna go home. I ain't gonna wait for you to wake up, nigga. Make sure you get home safe. You out here knocked out, especially face down, ass up. It could be a butt band that started. Nigga be out here like, "Oh, niggas just be out here with their booty in there." You wake up like, "Man, you knocked me out and I woke up. And what the fuck? My asshole hurt." I was like, "That wasn't me. You took my pants down." That was definitely wasn't me.
Why you leaving now like that though?
I'm not gonna wait for you. I told you I was done. Oh. I can tell when the motherfucker done got hit too many times. I done been hit too many times. And I hate when I gotta say I quit. But I ain't gonna let nobody just beat the hell out of me. No ma'am. Like, you talking about to the death? I'd be like, "All right, I quit. I'm done. I swear I ain't even going to run up on you with me. Hey, I quit." I hate motherfuckers. They got to keep punching on you. They be wanting to prove something. One nigga told me one time, "Move your hands." He said, "Move your hands." No.
Excuse me?
I turned over. I'm going to get up off.
I'm
going to get out of
here. I got to get out of here.
I started squirming, boy. I got loose. He grabbed my foot. I swung back. I hit him. Pow. He let go. I took off. I won't fight you no more. Yeah, I'm going home. Like, I locked myself in hell. I locked my door. I turned on Cartoon Network. I need to get that memory out. I ain't even quit. Shit, I was watching Foster's Home for Imaginary Pets. I was like, "This ain't enough." And then this funny shit started happening. I was like, "Yeah, nah, this is good." Ooh, that boy's finna kill me. Damn, he said, move your hand. I was scared, bro. I was like, man, like, brother, man. Hell no. Nigga, I wiggled. I was like, don't never give up. Never say never. Whatever song was out, I was singing that shit. And I was running. I didn't even look back. I didn't care if he was chasing me or not. Everybody was out there like, you're scared. Shit. Goddamn right. Well, I went in that room and locked the door until my mama got home. I didn't feel safe until she was in that bitch. My sister got that phone. She was like, who her? I said, me. I was in the room locked in. I didn't know if she brought that nigga in. Like, I ain't know. Nope. My door locked.
You thinking your sister gonna set you up like that?
I ain't know. I ain't know what was real. I knew my mama would. Boy, I ain't come out the room until I ain't hear my... When I know that my mama got in that room, and I was like, all right, she ain't say, who the fuck is that? I was like, all right, I'm safe. Whew. And I went out there and I told all them. They was like, you was that scared? I was like, hell yeah. T said, you thought I was going to bring him in there? I was like, shit, you never know. You never know. He probably could have tricked you. He was like, hey, I'm his friend. I'm a scared. She's like, he's been, that was at 4 o'clock. Nigga, it was 8:30. Why did you? It's 4 hours, boy. Maybe probably quiet, just waiting dormant, telling y'all shush. I was saying nothing. I'm scared of shit. None of it's gonna be funny. And they was like, "LA, did you get in the fight?" And I was like, "Nope." So, oh yeah, that raised my suspicion. I'll never forget. I was like, "Oh yeah, he here." I'm just sitting here and watch these cartoons. At one point, I would turn the TV down and put my ear to the door. And Big Will tried to walk in the room. He was like, oh, yeah. Nah, he been in the fight. And then Mom was like, L.A., come here. I was like, yes, Mom's here. And nigga, when I walked out, I was like, oh, he could just sit. He probably around here. I was like, she told me to walk out. She just come and get me usually. But when I walked in, she was like, you been fighting? I was like, uh-uh. Why? Why everybody keep playing there? And I was fighting. Fighting my ass off. And then I went in there and told Tini when I knew she was asleep, I was like, yeah, he scared the shit out of me, y'all. He was too strong. I said, I was trying to punch him, but I wasn't hurting shit. He just kept his going up doing this. I was punching his head. I was like, man, I'm tired. He was like, oh, yeah, now I got you. I was like, what? He started rushing me all backing up, and now I fell. He got on top of me. He was punching. He said, I quit. I said, all right. He said, move your hands. Mm-mm. I ain't doing that. Nope. And it forced, he had me there for a minute. I just had my shit tight. He was like, move your hands. Punching my shit.
Why would I do that?
Ah, this shit is hurting. No, get off me. I said, you won. And he was swinging right here. I'll block it. He tried to swing over. I'll block it. Then he tried to do like this. He was trying everything. I was like, this nigga's gonna kill me right here. My friend's gonna see me just get busted up. And he's like, LA, get up.
How the hell am I supposed to get up?
Yeah, I wasn't friends with them right after that. They saw me dip. I skated. I'd fuck y'all. He might beat y'all ass up. I don't know. I was that type of like, you picking on my friends, I'm gonna beat you up. And if you get away, I'm gonna beat up your homeboy. I'm chasing, hey, come here. One of y'all gonna take this ass with him. Oh, I let one of my friends fight. I felt like, shit, nigga, we out here scared. I don't want to be scared of y'all. We got to beat y'all up. Sorry. We ain't going to kill you. We just going to beat you up. We ain't going to jump you. We just going to beat you up.
Is that just a bag of nerds?
Yeah. Nah, it's some gummy nerds stuck to some smock. She didn't give a damn what it was. She would have over there than chocolate nuggets. Raisins.
Like, I thought it was just a whole, like, a post, like,
you know. That shit would have been shaking, running the whole time. It would have been shh. Did you open that box? You didn't pass it to me, man. I'm making niggas go off in this month thick. Anyways. Y'all niggas ain't really ready for this 350 in my shit. Y'all niggas okay. I'm trying to drop this motherfucker. You look what? So, this podcast is coming to a conclusion. It's about to end. It's about to go down.
That's kind of it.
We need segments, man. I've been talking about this for a minute. We need like a thing. Like something to just brand it off of. That's why it ain't catching. And I'm so tired. I don't even give a damn to just keep something up. I need somebody to structure this shit. Which means I'ma lose money. They're gonna be like, well, it's my shit. I'm like, okay, all I'm gonna do is let you do it now, and I'ma steal your idea and just quit and do it on my own. At least I'm being honest now. Give me a handful of them bitches. And don't even call them and might just open the bag and shake it towards me as hard as you can.
Are you like a stripper or something?
Give me the bag. You gonna do it for real, nigga? You might have some fucking nuts. You know what
I mean? I get something every day. Thanks.
Every day? I don't think you nuts for real. I think the right person that knocked you upside the head. Like it's gonna be a woman.
And when they do, they're gonna be surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be. You look strong.
It's fun.
I done smelled you when you got sweat. I was like, God damn, there's some inner strength in this now.
Excuse me, bitch. Excuse me.
Boy, you smell like a slave sock.
Wow. Oh, wow. Nigga, it was 107 degrees in that building. Like, of course I would smell like salt.
You know what? You don't have to smell as lady. But you got some stank on you.
Oh, wow. Nigga, am I supposed to smell good after a 12-hour shift?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I used to always tell people, I must, so what? And they were like, you stank. I was like, bitch.
I'm not supposed to smell
good. Stop poking at my insecurities. I don't do people like that.
That's
I'm doing
you
like that now. Your ass smell like a soggy piece of wood, but I remember.
Oh wow,
that's some natural stank on you. Mm-hmm. Little child.
Oh wow,
little child, girl, you smell like a. You smell like potato skin.
Potato skin.
Mm-hmm. Just earthy.
I don't like it.
You smell like a work day.
I smell like a warehouse.
I could tell you went home and took a shower. Cause the next day I'll be like, and the way she smiled that shit. But some people, boy, I'd be in there and they was like the joke. And that's what Derek would try to like cling on that shit. They stink.
Ain't nobody supposed to smell good, but do not come to work smelling like ass.
Well, they showed up. Smell like, all right, we have donut holes, right? And I was like, they smell like dookie holes, like sweetie ass holes. And I ain't tripping, because I'd be like, you never know somebody's problem. But after like 5 days of rain, like, bitch, you got pain. You could first thing you should invest in some soap. Hope, come here, thank you. My stomach should hurt. I just want to eat some donuts, nigga. God damn, and this donut look like you smell like open ass. Like somebody just spread their cheeks walking around like, man, this is my house. Oh, whatever. I don't know how people act. Just, you know, they just stank. And I would never say their names, but because I ain't caring who's at work, I'm a different person. I can ignore shit. But at home, I'll be like, God damn, bitch, don't talk to me because you stank at work. It's like Derek knew better. That's the only name I'll ever drop. I don't care. He don't care about himself.
Why he scared to drop other names?
Because they sensitive. And Dave must not be sensitive because even mine's talking about me, boy. I'll be like, damn, Dave, another person told me he was talking about me. He was like, you know what you be doing. And I mean, I'm wanting to beat your ass. What are you doing? Other than working. I don't even be around you. Y'all shouldn't come up. And leave an ad nigga. Anyway. Today's journey is gonna conclude with let's see what's a good way to get y'all punk asses involved. You can't cover up with that little ass jacket. That nigga squeezing. You gonna rip the back of that bitch wide open.
Stop paying attention.
You gonna have two jacket pieces on.
I just wanted to cover this. Bitch, leave me alone.
I let you do. Mind your fucking business. You want me to get you a blanket?
Continue your conversation. Yeah.
No. No, I'm gonna continue it. I done got a little tipsy sitting on this tequila. I'm gonna tell you what your problem is. You're over there and you're cold. Like you're in the freezer section at Walmart, and you got your sleep fit on, and your little nip nips ain't got a little perky. Perk 30, Huh? Yeah. And now you're trying to buckle it up. You sit that goddamn jacket, your ass gonna turn it all into.
You know, just, first of all, it was good to when I got in the
baby
car, bitch.
Cousin clothes on.
Bitch, I'm just tall. This is
damn show here. You tall as fuck for that crop top to be coming up to your neck. The bottom of it is touching. You got your nipples hanging out the bottom of your crop top.
You're a fucking liar.
And your titties ain't saggy at all. That don't make sense. The bottom of your crop top shouldn't be over your necklace. That's why I'm saying. You look crazy in here with a goddamn necklace shirt on. A shirt necklace.
I had to think about that. I'm saying, wait.
That shit all. And she got her pants pulled up over her shoulders. And her back hunched over. She was like a monster or something. I'm just playing. No, y'all look lovely. I'm going back in.
Oh, Lord, he got the
brother. He's doing the creep. I'm about to trim my mustache down real thin. And he's looking at y'all with the long smile right here. Y'all so precious.
That's close. You look like somebody
come out. You what? Hey, chill out. That's why I ain't want no kids, because I ain't want nobody ever call me grandpa. I got one kid. Hopefully she had one kid. Like,
she gonna have five.
And then that one kid be like, I don't want no kids. And I'd be like, it's over.
She gonna have five kids.
Hey. don't be assuming my baby gender. Huh? Let up the side.
Okay, my bad. Shorty.
Yeah. My house is my roof. I raised my baby how the fuck I want to. I'm gonna put my Denzel on that, huh? Huh? Okay, I stand on that. That is my product, okay? So, when you have kids, then you get a hint having a guy. Excuse me. Oh, well, I wish I had my back cracking like that. If y'all know a chiropractor, please send them up. Because your boy needs his back, like, cracked. And I swear to God, if y'all come in here some day, I ain't talking about you two in here. I'm talking about the internet. I promise you, it's not going to be as funny as you think. I'm a very mellow guy. And I can take a gay joke. Not had zero intentions on taking any dick. Zero. And I have zero tolerance for that type of game. Okay? So, back cracked. I'm not going to renege my statement. I said it the way I wanted to. So, let your mind take you where you want to go. But I'm telling you, my hand's going to knock you in another direction if you're coming off some fuck shit. Back cracked. Moving on. I have no hatred towards the I'm just playing. I totally do. No, I'm kidding. These are jokes, y'all.
Okay, can I ask a question?
What equipment?
Can you do like audio recordings on like iPhones?
Yeah.
How?
You got
am
it.
I slow?
Oh.
Am I just slow?
By motherfucker, yo.
What?
By the yo. In Texas, been a hoe is a measurement of units. That's about how slow you are.
Damn.
Did I hope? What?
Damn.
Yes, ma'am.
But how you do this?
You do it with your voice memos. You can just go scroll all the way to the left or the right, however you see that. And then you scroll this way to the part where you can search for your apps. And then you go to search and then you hit voice memos. And then, bam, it'll be right there.
That's new.
That brand new? Mm-hmm. No, that's been there since iPhone came out. That's been like
am I
point.
Slow? I'm just but, really slow. I was thinking about that today. I was like, I didn't even think about it. Wow.
Did I
hope?
D-E-N-N-A-H-O-E.
Damn.
Did a hoe. I found that out today. Not that did a hoe was a unit of measurements, but that you was about that slow.
Yeah.
I heard that you run with heels on, so.
Yeah.
With scissors in your hand. Not a piece of construction paper in sight. You just.
I have done that before.
She ain't doing no arts and crafts. Running around dangerously. Tell me. You know what I like doing? Driving nighttime with the lights off. Nah, I'm just kidding. Here at MI Podcast, right, we do not promote bad ideas. We very sarcastic, so y'all might get it twisted. But if y'all do, this show ain't for you. This is for genius level people.
How about these men like Jesus?
Who wear Moses sandals. Speaking of Jesus. Ain't no wrong with it. You got a head full of hair. I just be jealous sometimes. Like, you know, I got dreads, but me, motherfucker. I can't even have a fade, nigga. I'm just fade.
Okay. I mean, you could always get like a man wig.
I almost threw this recording with it. They'd have just heard. You could just get a man with. What you hit me with your phone for?
That would have threw my head.
We wouldn't have done none of that. We just peaceful, loving people who don't talk about each other's. That was silly. Man wig. Man, I get a man wig if you get. Extensions on your pubes.
How did I do that?
Yeah, but real naps though. They don't extend naps. Like some big deep, like some double knotted up naps. Just that type of extension. See, they always want to extend some Caucasian like hair, or you know, the smooth silky hair. They can extend that. You will impress me if you extend some kinks, man.
Right now.
Nah, some kinks. I'm talking about coca buds. Like, you can put some prosthetic KD naps on the nigga.
Madness.
I'm talking about that shit, and that shit just grow like that. That's some different shit. Now you growing superpowers. You feel me? Cause you can retrain that. And I'm being, man, some scientific shit I'm on right now. Y'all niggas behind. Some prosthetic, that's what I'm on. They say, what kind of hair you want? I'm saying, KD shit. They gonna laugh. I'm gonna be scared.
It's a little real.
I want that KD shit. They gonna be like, this hair grew back for real. I'm like, yeah. By napping the motherfucker, I'm gonna start brushing it though. Yeah, KD gonna, hey, me and KD gonna start getting our own brushes, nigga. We gonna add it. We gonna sell it to the nap head niggas around.
This marketing, I'm working on it.
I'm doing it for y'all, man. Y'all laughing. Y'all don't know this. I was a nappy-headed nigga. My shit was canked up. What? Coca butted out. Here and there. My uncle said, you heard like police, man. I said, that don't even make sense. He said, yeah, they roll up and park anywhere. I said, you going to hell, huh? too young for that type of shit. How about 11, nigga? Young black people. 11. We ain't no 11. I was 11. I was slave age 11. I went 10, 11. You're just really a teenager. You just an old soul in a young body. 11. I'm 11 years old. My own dope, my hair roll up, parking with that police. It hated me. Her head hated me ever since. My white boys burnt out. Now, Bob, I'm cool with that. My skin black up there. Mm-hmm. One girl roasted me and was like, she said, you think it's a roast? I think it's sexy. I was like, yeah, I'm getting away from you. But I don't like myself and you into it. I don't fuck with you. I know I should. I should be into somebody that likes me for me. Nah, I want a superficial bitch. I want a bitch that don't give a damn because I want to be out of my life quick. I want to be done. Okay. Fuck all that hanging around shit making me think about who I really am. I'm immature. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding. I'm selling this message to people like y'all. I've been drinking this shit like an old alcohol. My chest burning like a hole.
Get yours.
I'm not who I once was. I am not that guy anymore.
Oh, shit. You ain't
even going. Jake! Y'all niggas ain't got nothing to say. Come on, buddy. Tell me what's been going on. Tell the world what they can hear. And now, don't you come in here talking about, y'all, I've been modeling, y'all. I'm talking about some shit.
Some shit.
Tell damn. Me. Fuck them. Hey, fuck y'all for a minute.
I don't know, man. I ain't been in no shit.
I'm with y'all.
But
y'all just
shit.
To tell me some shit.
You know?
I bullshit. Y'all are niggas.
I'll kick in your fucking phone.
Oh, no. Girl, this bitch. I'm doing this for the show.
Shut your fucking ass up.
They can't hear me. Come on now.
Yes, they can hear
you. Hey, Kenny, what you been up to? Because you my nigga. I don't fuck with these niggas for real. Really, I fuck with you. The other niggas on Bunny, you cool. Kenny, you like, nigga. Me and you on another. I'm just going to go.
Like his confession.
I fuck with y'all. I'm just like Kenny be around, but I don't really fuck with him like that. It's complicated. Like, go ahead, Kenny. I was telling the people something. It ain't have shit to do with you. Go ahead. You my nigga. Like, you the shit. This really your show. So, I wonder why your ass ain't been tired. I've turned up, boy. I done drank too much. I ain't did this since my 20s. I'm 33. I'm Scottie Pippen.
If you was 20 like a couple weeks ago, then yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was drinking like that.
Was that a couple weeks ago?
Man, I ain't seen your ass in 4 months.
It ain't been no 4 months.
Boy, I ain't seen you since New Year's, boy.
No, it's not. Bunny. We seen each other before. Boy, Bunny. Stop.
I was a young man last time I seen you.
You was a liar.
I could see clearly. I ain't wear glasses.
Uh-oh, let me see.
I ain't have gray hair. Go ahead, Kenny. Tell them people.
That was like, fuck, in
just
the
talk about some shit.
Enjoying this goddamn me weekend off.
Man, this weekend I'm about to be glorious. Yeah. We going karaoke, Bunny, you coming? Come on now. Come on now. It's going to be Kimona.
Yeah, who I got?
It's going to be Kimona. Uh-huh. You know she can sing, boy.
Yeah.
Breath stain. Sing like a motherfucker. Sing like a motherfucker. That's why I can't sing. I was like, man, I ain't going to do your hair. Yeah, you don't want these problems. Somebody told me Beyonce had halitosis. I said, I believe it. I believe to sing, you have to close your mouth for 400 days and 400 nights. And the death that creep up in your throat. It cursed your ass. So you ain't going to hell, but God gonna be like, sing it, my child. Sing my tune! Oh,
I tell you what, Chelsea Henderson breath don't stink. No disrespect. Can't say no more. She sound good, but nah, I guess she just can't put the notes the way you. It ain't gonna work between us anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna put it out there. Yeah, she maybe, yeah, I don't know. maybe the right person needs to write her shit. Yeah, you know, whatever she putting out, yeah, make her sound like shit. Now Miss Mona, her last name Henderson too. Sang like a mother. She was singing on the goddamn walkie-talkie today. I said, stop it! Turn me off. Not sexually.
I mean, that's usually what that means.
No. Come on, yeah, man. Yeah. No.
I totally meant sexually. I'm just saying that for them, man.
Y'all, no, man. Come on, man. No, not Miss Mona, man. That's my nigga. I watched her call every weekend.
Oh, you
for
did?
Free.
Oh, you watched her call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chunk that throat this way. I'm just playing. I'm talking about to sing for karaoke. Y'all need to get y'all mind out the gutter. I told Kenny I was gonna fuck with people. When I got famous, I was like, oh, yeah, everybody gonna think I'm every sexuality. I'm be like, yeah, I'm down with
all
that shit.
Who ain't even saying who else gonna meet up?
Oh, yeah, LaShawnan.
Who is that?
She's a really bad sick person. She an asshole. I don't give a fuck. I hope she listen to all of these motherfuckers.
Is she
just be mean for no reason. She think that shit's cute or whatever.
She used to be
Aunt's wife.
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
She was a trainer when I was there?
Yeah. Okay. Don't say what's making you think about what you want to say, because she's probably sensitive about it.
I'm not
going to
say anything. I wasn't going to say anything. Your child is just fine.
No, I'm just saying. I'm letting you know. I'm cock-eyed and probably
shut the fuck up, son.
You brought up the fact that she was cock-eyed or something. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Okay? There's plenty of people in the world that has cock eyes. Yeah. She's my nigga, but she's always mean to me. And I've never done that. She's like, you bald head. I'm like, why do people with obvious flaws love to point out that? It's like anybody that I can't see, I'd be like, I bet her coochie dry. She probably got a big mole on it or something. Yeah, people forgot about that. Yeah, vaginas can get moles. I seen one. And she was like, I hope it doesn't freak you out. And I was like, it don't. I gotta use the bathroom.
Was it raised?
She's like, the bathroom is not out there.
It was like a raised mole or like a flat mole?
Come on now. I wouldn't talk about like a flat mole. Oh. It was.
It had life?
Boy, it looked like a witch. She pulled her pants down and I swear to God, it went, I got you now. And then she was like, I'm sorry. Shut up. I hope that doesn't freak you out. And I was like, nah, man, it's my favorite. I'll be right back. I gotta pee.
You should have licked her mole.
Huh? You said left her alone, right?
No.
You should have left her alone, right? That's what you said? What the fuck, nigga? Come on, man. Oh, I never thought about that. She gonna hear this shit probably. She be alright. I ain't gonna say her name.
I'm just...
It ain't as bad as I'm making it. It was pretty bad, y'all.
Stop.
That motherfucker was hot. I was like, why didn't you just say that?
If you loved it, you liked it.
I don't love it. Oh. I don't like it.
No.
Not a fan. I'm not. I'm a human being.
It's not
fans
her fault.
Fans are like...
It's not her fault, though.
Contraptions. Huh?
It's not her fault, though.
It probably is. She probably did something. Maybe it was in a past life. So why you keep doing stuff with people? I'ma make sure you don't do nothing with nobody else ever again. And she was born with a moldy cooch. But ain't nothing wrong with it. It's lovely. Lovely little coochie she got down there. That I'll never participate in. Especially not orally. Like, man, I feel like it's looking at me. It's judging me.
Yeah.
I was like, if I had a tongue, I'd do it way better than that. Like, ugh, man. Why can't it talk? Why you mold that? You taught it how to talk. It had to learn words. It didn't just absorb it from your brain. That don't make sense. Mold it, Cooch. I'm selling that movie to Fox. They're just gonna make it a series. They can have it on Mud. Moly Cooch. Can you say Cooch on TV?
Yeah.
I've never really heard him say it about a vagina.
Can we still say ski?
Not if you're talking about semen.
Yeah.
You got an innuendo of it. You got it.
Is that him?
You got an innuendo. You got to be slick about it.
Okay.
Like, even if you sang Lil Jon's song, because Lil Jon's song is about busting a nut.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not forget. All skeet skeet mother. Man. Hold up, man. That album brought back a memory. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Oh, skeet, skeet. God. Man, you done skeet, skeeted and hit the goddamn multiple times in your life. Women have skeet, skeeted and goddamn. Just a good bust nut. Right? So, back to what we was talking about. In order to put that on TV, because kids gonna see it, you gotta be like referring to it as a song, as the song by saying Lil Jon. You know, is it like the Lil Jon song? Ski ski. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't just say, you couldn't do it in the way like, I skied it. Because they be like, you talking about down the icy slope, right? You meant to say skied? Nah, I skied it on it for Hey, women done had it bad. Hey, oh my God, it sucks, man. Motherfuckers just sat around talking about busting nuts in your face. And all this shit, you was like, hey man, we not in it. Shut up, bitch. Just go back into talking about it. And then y'all had to go to the club and bang it up. Oh, shit. Some niggas that want to bust a nut in your face and that's it. Because the next song is about hanging with their homies and committing crimes. It's like, damn, you ain't even gonna lay with a bitch? No, the real music would be like, hey, yeah, I fucked this bitch and then I got on the game. And she was asleep. It's not our fault y'all get tired after six. No, seriously, I be hanging around. I be like, man, I won't go nowhere either. Get off me. It's hot. You just did all this shit. I gotta take a fucking shower. That's what it's like to be around me after six. I get real grumpy. I think that's why women don't like me, because I make it like it was an inconvenience. I was like, nah, shower. Oh, I shouldn't do that. I think I'm going to start shitting the fuck up.
Because that's a long process.
It'd be super sexy to just have sex and think that shit, and then just go and take a shower and get back in the bed, right? Instead, I'm sitting there like, ugh. Dirty bitch. You don't have to wash off. Yeah, you disgust me. God, clean yourself up. I don't say that, but I'd be real judgy on myself. Because I'd be like, I look like a mess, and I'm out of breath, and I feel vulnerable. I feel very vulnerable. Why? Because I'm out of energy and I'm butt ass naked with my ass poked out this way. Because it's comfortable to lay on my side after all that. Because being on my back is weird. Because I got all that stuff on. my stuff. You know, man, come on, y'all be acting like y'all ain't grown. You know what the fuck it's like. That's why it's like, man, it's easier. Just wear protection. Because you can just peel that thing off, throw it in the trash, and be like, woo, I'm going to wipe off. I think I need to shower to get all this titty sweat off my chest. Titty sweat's a bad motherfucker. It's heavy. Titty sweat will weigh your ass. You will fuck around and spend the night. Titty sweat will get you in some shit. Make her wear a bra, nigga. Save the titty sweat for when it's okay to spend the night. And it's like, okay, bring on the titty sweat. Bring on the humidity. Humidity. Alright, goddamn, I gotta say it twice, motherfucker. Nah, I'm just playing, it's an old joke. Buddy, y'all comfortable? Got her feet in my camera.
I just want to.
Do you want a blanket?
Sure.
God damn. I'm just playing. Alright, y'all. I'm gonna get Bunny a blanket and shit. We gonna kick it and smoke again if you got y'all down. Your bitches better be down because I don't mind fading you niggas. Straight up. And my strength. They know what's up. They know what's up. Yo, hoe ass niggas. Is that too much? I'm not the nigga to stop crying. Stop all that crying. I don't like this number. No, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't no goddamn bully. I can't do it. I pick on people that's bigger than me because I'll be like, oh, that nigga's a bitch. Like, you can't do nothing. Motherfucker, your size, you be acting all weird. It's gonna be a challenge. I think that's fun. But I'd be scared when they'd be like, I'll kill you too. I'd be like, you steal my fighter, man. I want help, man. And we got there, you're like, no, I want you. I'm like, but no, you gotta stand up for yourself, bro. That's me. I ain't got no problem with you. I'm just making sure you wasn't picking on him. Hell, this guy, remember? Kim, why you hiding behind me, bitch? Go on, get you one. Do your thing. Because I'd be really scared. I really do. Because I'd be like, damn, this nigga really going to take it that I got to fight this nigga to try not to die. Bunny reminded me that people be fighting to kill. In my mind, they'd be like, oh, my life sucks. Fuck it. We finna fight? Fuck jail.
Take all this shit out.
I want the lethal injection.
Damn,
you just mad that your ass is old. First thing you do is just pick up the phone. Boondocks. Season 3.
Granddad did.
Yeah. Stomp him in another eye. My voice is not going to be ready for karaoke tomorrow, you guys.
What are you going to sing anyway?
Everything. I'm gonna get up on that bitch and I'm gonna say, there's a fire starting in my heart. Alright, I'm gonna make sure you can't post it because I'm gonna pull my dick out. Security don't care. She was recording me. I just didn't want to be put on YouTube. Hey, boy, you was going on national news, nigga.
I'm trying. Put your dick out.
I meant to say titty. But I was like, I ain't got no titties. And I was like, dick. And I was like, oh, well, I ain't mean. Fuck it, I'm here.
You could have put your booty cheek out or something.
No, I ain't sticking my ass out in the fucking bar, a karaoke bar. You know how many gay dudes gonna be there? Shit, I don't want nobody running up on stage like, woo woo. I knew my time was coming. I'm in this show, y'all. We'll catch y'all on the next episode of. This shit still ain't working. I'm just kidding. And my podcast, right? Why is